Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Here we go on a Thursday. If you can identify the day right now, you're ahead of most of us with the middle of the week holidays. Afternoon, everybody. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. You just heard Ari with the news. We're certain somber because it's by far the biggest story in our country. What happened with a terror attack in New Orleans? 14 innocent individuals murdered by an individual inspired by ISIS, who mowed them down in a rented vehicle. He also dead, so a total of 15. And Jimmy Galliano is with us. If you've listened to our show over the years, you know Jimmy's great work in the military, 20-plus years in the FBI. He's brilliant on stories like this. We wish we could talk to Jimmy about lighthearted topics, his time in Georgia with the Braves and stuff, and loving his teams down there. But this is a very serious story, and if we could have one guest on it, it'd be Jimmy Galliano. And Jimmy, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Happy New Year, sir. Glad you're on. It's a pretty dramatic change from yesterday, and I know this happens fast, and I'm not expecting every official to have all the information 100% hours after. I think people do are being unfair. But, Jimmy, from going yesterday to the belief that Jabbar did not work with anyone to today worked on his own, did it surprise you that they could make that dramatic of a change in such a short period of time?
No, Chad, it really didn't. You know, there's a famous saying that the first casualty of war is truth. And for anyone to not think that this is a war against Western civilization, you mentioned it at the top. We have someone who was a U.S. citizen, an Army veteran, and radicalized by perverted beliefs, distorted beliefs, and elected to carry out this heinous crime. Now, was he inspired or was he directed? And I think that's what is going to be, you know, coming out in the further days. What happened yesterday? Look, the only criticism I could make of the FBI's approach, and I know that the press conferences looked ham-handed, and you had people speaking over each other.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna obviously ask you about that.
Yeah, the assistant special agent in charge who was kind of thrust into that position because that should normally be the special agent in charge. And incidentally, his name is Lionel Myrtle, and he actually worked under me a number of years ago on a Safe Streets task force in New York City. He was a great agent then. I'm not in contact with him now. Don't know why he was not out front. But the mistake was we're so precise now, and we're so careful about so many things outside just following the evidence and the facts bereft of fear, favor, that the precise definition of terrorism, the assistant special agent in charge was not comfortable making that declaration when everybody, a first-year criminal justice student, heck, a high school student, mm-hmm. could have seen by what was already out that this had the classic earmarkings of a radicalized, you know, Islamic attack. Now, having said all that, more details today, as you pointed out. Hey, why were they suggesting that there were three people that were suspects, not just people, persons of interest, but suspects, you know, for placing two of these pipe bombs inside two coolers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt again with the fog of war, Chad. You got a lot of things happening. You get calls coming in. You're trying to figure out what's real, what's not. You want people, and that's what the FBI stressed today. You're crowdsourcing. You're telling people, even if you saw this individual or this vehicle and you think it was an innocuous, you know, unimportant piece of information, please get it to us. It may be the missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt there, Chad.
So I want to get to one of your points. You made so many good ones on the inspired versus directed. There's some reporting, I don't know if it's all confirmed yet, though, that when there was a bit of a briefing with one of the committees on Congress, that they believe it was just inspired, that videos and messages, and again, it doesn't bring 14 lives back. It doesn't detract in any way of the evil that was carried out. But how different to you would it be if there was actual coordination with ISIS on this attack versus whatever caused this U.S. Army vet to become directed towards viciousness just through the propaganda which is out there?
Right. And the propaganda you're referring to is you open up your laptop and boom, you can be taken to places that we certainly don't want our children to go to or go into, and you can find websites on the dark web of hateful ideologies and radicalization platforms across the spectrum of right and left wing ideological perverseness, if you will. Now, having said that, it is important when you're trying to understand motivations to determine, was this directed or inspired? You know, was this somebody that saw something, read something, and that radicalized him? Or was he part, a small part, but an important part of the ISIS arm? You know, ISIS obviously has its roots in Syria and mm-hmm. in Iraq and in the Leviathan. But via globalization, via the internet, they can reach out to people. Is this a terror cell? And yesterday, I think the thing that made all of our, you know, the hair on the backs of our necks of investigators or retired investigators like me was, hey, we don't know for sure if there isn't a larger cell here. Is this planned to be coordinated? You have the Tesla blowing up in Las Vegas that had the earmarkings of terrorism. Is this going to be a sequence of events? You know, those kind of things. Once they determine that it's just one single individual, and I hate to use the term lone wolf, but that's the nomenclature, and that it was just simple, an aspirant or someone inspired because they've seen things and they want to become part of this perverse ideology, then you can take a deep breath and you can say, all right, how did we miss this? And I think, Chad, that's going to be the question that is going to plague us for some time now, because a lot of this appeared to have been done right under our noses.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. On your wedding day, all eyes will be on you and your fiancé. Imagine your fiancé walking towards you looking incredible in a suit that's perfectly tailored, not some baggy overpriced rental. At Nick's Menswear, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make this the easiest part of planning your wedding. For about the same price as a rental, we'll help you and your fiancé own a suit that's not only going to look great in your wedding photos, but can be worn again and again. Let us take care of the details so you can focus on the magic of your big day.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is James Galliano. Great work in our military, 25-plus years with the FBI in so many different aspects, and such an excellent guest for us on a sad day like this. What took place around 3:15, January 1st, this vicious attack, which killed 14. Then the killer himself was killed when he exited his rental vehicle. You know, I've heard this, and now he's outgoing FBI head, Christopher Wray, for years, when he would speak in front of Congress and say, one of the great things we're worried about is what could happen within our homeland, where someone, as we've been discussing with Jabbar, motivated, all that is out there to inspire, to learn, to hate the West, to hate aspects of how we live, and to try to carry out, you know, evil because of that. Jimmy, if you're still with the FBI, and you know we're a country of 350-some million individuals, and this is an American citizen, how do we make progress in the area? How do we try to slow that down when the platform for information seemingly is unending?
Well, that's a great, great question. I mean, there's probably an hour's worth of a discussion we could have there, not even scratch the surface, but I'll try to boil it down into a quick thumbnail for you. So we understand that international terrorism, we have so many more tools available in our tool chest. You hear all the time people saying, we need stronger domestic terrorism laws. This is a case of domestic terrorism. This individual was a United States citizen.
Right.
This individual was a U.S. Army vet. What's the difference? The difference is left of boom and right of boom. And I'm not being cavalier about the incident or the event that happened. We refer to that, a bomb exploding, a terrorist attack like yesterday with somebody mowing down innocent, you know, New Year's Eve revelers. The difference is we have the pesky Fourth Amendment. And that pesky Fourth Amendment is something that we cherish. You don't want your phone calls, you know, snooped on. You know, I don't want a collection of everything I've done on the internet or whatever. Not that I have anything to hide, but we cherish those civil liberties. Mm-hmm. On the international side, it's different. We can collect metadata and we can look at it. In this instance, everything right of boom is going to be the same as far as the prosecution. But if you live in a free country like we do with the liberties that we have, Chad, it is next to impossible unless you hire an FBI agent to sit on every single person's porch in this country that we can stop somebody from doing something if they're acting alone.
I want to get to Las Vegas also, because right now, again, in the press conference, and it's the information as of now and what the authorities are willing to share, as you know, infinitely better than I, all the information they still might have, which they feel like the public shouldn't know at this point. But as of now, they're saying this Cybertruck and the individual who was killed and the others who were injured, this in front of the Trump Hotel in Vegas, is unrelated. This is another member of our military, a married member of the Green Beret, where people are trying to understand now. I don't know if people are overreacting this, but his wife years ago was anti-candidate Donald Trump. The only reason why I bring that up is because it's in front of the Trump Hotel. Are you, from what you know about that story, does that give you comfort? Does that not change your view when they tell us, at least as of now, that these stories so far are unrelated?
Look, we can rightly define, once all the facts are out, and it certainly looks that way now, that both of these acts, these individual acts, the one in New Orleans and obviously the one that you're referencing from Las Vegas, are acts of terrorism. What is terrorism? It is violence or threats or intimidation to effect or impact policy. Now, you referenced the suspect who's now deceased, obviously immolated in the Tesla cyber truck. It seems the motivations were different. Looks like the motivation would have been a spectacle. And yes, it's an easy way to draw a line between Elon Musk, hence the Tesla, and Donald Trump's hotel.
Right.
Easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, my experience with working with Green Berets and that end of the military, you know, during my time in Afghanistan, while I was with the FBI's hostage rescue team, that is a fairly conservative bastion. This would not be the first place that you would look to go to special operations forces and say, this would be somebody that is going to, you know, do something like this. First of all, it was clumsy in the way that it was done. The explosives did not seem to indicate, the ones that were chosen, the fireworks, for somebody that was really trying to do damage. Obviously, the vehicle was blown up. Obviously, the perpetrator died in this act, but there were minor injuries, and the glass on the front of the building didn't even blow out. If a Green Beret wanted to blow that building up, they would know how to do it.
Yep.
That's why this one seems to have more questions than answers at this juncture.
Jimmy, you're great. Stay healthy. Get healthy. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll reach out again down the line. I appreciate it.
Sounds good, Chad. Take care.
James Galliano. You know, if you've listened to our show over the years, how good he is, and you heard it again on a story like this. Tell me, because we're going to stay with this hour, because I have multiple facets to this I want to discuss. Tell me your number one takeaway on, in particular, the New Orleans story. But as Jimmy just said there, Dave, I think it's such a good point. It's a trained Green Beret. He knows this as a U.S. Army vet himself. If a skilled, trained Green Beret wanted to do more than just draw attention, wouldn't there have been more damage?
It's interesting. And you try to wonder, was it just haphazard? Was it just somebody who lost their mind?
Yeah.
You know, and grabbed whatever they could and said, I'm going to go do something?
Because the training and the skill is there.
Yeah.
I mean, to potentially bring down the damn hotel.
Correct.
Right? So what is 651-461-9226? Give me a takeaway or two. When you heard about this, when you've consumed the information, what is jumping out at you most? If you could ask authorities one question behind the scenes and they would tell you, what would that be? What do you want to say about this? 651-461-9226.